Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It's 2:37. This could be a bitter pill if you're banking on vitamins and supplements alone to keep you healthy, help you lose weight, you name it. Elizabeth O'Brien, reporter from MarketWatch, joins us with the 10 things vitamin makers won't say, but you should probably think about. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mary Beth.
Okay, I do pound the vitamins, so I do want to hear and let other people hear as many of these as possible. And I guess if you've ever stood at a vitamin store, particularly, or in the vitamin aisle, you could stand there for a long time because there are so many choices, and that's your number one. They overwhelm you with choices.
Absolutely. It's a huge market. It's roughly a $30 billion market supplements in the U.S. There are more than 54,000 products on the market.
Wow.
So, yes, it's indeed the selection is overwhelming.
Now, we're told this all the time, but I think we tend to ignore it as consumers. I don't know why. But number two, medications can't be sold without FDA approval, but our products can.
Yes, the regulation for supplements is different than that for over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs. Drugs need to be cleared for safety and efficacy. They have to prove safety and efficacy before they hit the shelves, whereas supplements do not. The FDA keeps an eye on supplements after they hit the market. They do watch out for safety concerns, but it's definitely a different process, and the onus is on manufacturers to guarantee a safe product.
Good luck judging a supplement by its label.
Yes, there are a lot of mislabeling. There is a lot of mislabeling that goes on with supplements. A lot of even mainstream supplements list, for example, more of a given nutrient than they actually contain, or the reverse. They list less than they contain, and they often use words like blend or formula to fudge the exact amount of a product, which you should particularly keep in mind if it's an expensive ingredient, for example, like chondroitin. If you see chondroitin blend or chondroitin formula, there might not be as much of it as you might think.
Oh, good. Remember those two words. This is a biggie. The health benefits are debatable.
Yes. The most dietitians and doctors would agree that people can and should get their nutrients from diet alone. And in fact, and supplements are not allowed to say that they cure or prevent disease. In fact, a lot of them might actually do that. They might say, you know, helps fight the cold when they're not allowed to do that. But there's just no substitute for doing the hard work and getting a good diet and getting good exercise.
Right. I think Americans are always looking for a pill to pop.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
We like our quick fixes, yes. But unfortunately, it's not that easy.
We sure do. Now, you touched on number five, so I'm going to move to number six, was you may need a magnifying glass to read our disclaimers and warnings.
Yes. A supplement says something like boosts immunity, there has to be a disclaimer saying that the FDA has not evaluated that claim. However, if you do look at supplement bottles and packages, it's often in teeny tiny font, often lighter font at the bottom. So they're very inconspicuous. So some people, you know, might sort of take these claims at face value.
I guess we feel like if we can buy it without a doctor, it's okay, but it's not the case. All right, moving on. Natural isn't the same as safe.
Yeah, a lot of people think, well, supplements, what harm can they do? Well, sometimes they can actually do harm. If you remember ephedra, that was a Chinese herb that was sold in marketed for weight loss and muscle building. The FDA banned it in 2004 after there were really bad outcomes. Some people died. There were a lot of it leads to heart palpitations. And so that's an example where something that's natural can actually be quite dangerous.
What do you mean by this? Enhanced effectiveness may be due to pharmaceuticals.
Well, some supplements are spiked with prescription drugs. Now, this is illegal, but it doesn't stop some manufacturers from trying. You often see this in male sexual enhancement products. They sometimes contain the active ingredient in Viagra and other prescription pills, so that's something that people should keep in mind. Now, mainstream manufacturers, experts say, don't do this. So if you're buying something in a reputable store, a well-known brand, it's not likely to be spiked. If you're buying something from the internet, a company that might only have a P.O. box is its only contact.
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign, exactly.
And finally, make sure your doctor knows what you're taking.
Yeah, a lot of people neglect to tell their doctors what supplements they're taking. They might think, oh, it's harmless. What should they know? Or maybe their doctor isn't supportive and doesn't know too much about supplements. But really, it's important to let your doctor know what you're taking so they'll Partly because some supplements can interact with prescription drugs you're taking. For example, St. John's wort is a supplement that's actually been shown to be effective for cases of mild depression. But if you're taking a prescription antidepressant, you should not also be taking St. John's wort. So there are, it really is important to not hide this from your doctor.
All right. Market Watch's Elizabeth O'Brien, thank you so much, because I think all of us take vitamins of some form or another. The 10 things vitamin makers won't say, but you did. Thank you.
appreciate it. Thank you.